Good morning. A few years ago, Nate from Good Samaritan Services came and he shared a message with us. And in this message, he shared something that has stuck with me since then. He said, "When people receive something that's not deserved, it creates a space for God to work." Galatians 5:13 says to serve one another in love. So through that love, God moves. Whether we see the results of it or not, it still happens. This summer, many from our church did just that. I feel lucky to be able to witness many of these moments of service, and I can't wait to hear from each person on how God was moving in and through them. Space was created for God to work this summer. We will hear from those individuals now. And Travis, I think you're starting.
I always wanted to do this. Andy Sell was great at this. Good morning, church. That's where you say good morning. Good morning, church. It's a privilege to be up here talking about our summer. There's not much better than kids in my world, so I'm not sure if everyone agrees with that or not. But I served at Twin Pines, and I'm just going to show you a look at some of our kids and maybe some kids that we don't know, just doing some things that they do at Twin Pines camp. So here we go. Oops. So morning. I got it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. So morning pump up with singing. So we all meet in Dorney and we sing. You can see some of our gentlemen there in the front. Kate, I'm not sure what you're about to start, but we're going to see a couple pictures of you doing some things. I'm not sure what they are. Okay. Pastor Steve leading some worship. Again, Kate is down in the corner there, bottom left. Not quite sure what that's about to be, but he's excited for the day. Jocelyn, some great singing. I'm sure she's embarrassed right now. Hi, Jocelyn. The Razors, hard at work at camp. The Razors. Aaron, loving camp. Doing t-shirts. Pastor Steve, can I please have some of your popcorn oven? Yeah. Boys digging into their Bibles. Snack shop and game time. Some ping pong doubles. Abby. Abby was worn out. Abby needed to recharge her batteries. Played some human hungry hippos. That would hurt my back. I love when cousins lend a hand. That's Kaylin helping Blake. And Kate, I'm not quite sure what you're doing. But there you are, good. This is Paul, not from our church, but he stood up and read some scripture, and he is going to be a pastor, I'm sure. His father, I believe, is one. Kate eating Oreos. He had a challenge, he had to eat some Oreos. One of our guys at a lunch table. What a crew. And I'll get to that in a moment. For the past four summers, I've had the privilege to serve at Twin Pines. I've been the assistant director for Elementary Igniters 3. The first three summers, I served only with Pastor Steve, but this year we were blessed to have Ms. Renee Gaiman join our crew. We really were a Larry, Moe, and Curly type operation, so if we can be directors, anybody certainly can. Through my experience of serving at Twin Pines, I've come to understand that God's will be done no matter what. That's the way it is when you work with elementary kids, grades 2 to 6. You kind of need to make a preliminary plan and then understand that your plan becomes an amoeba. It takes on whatever shape it needs to each day, and as that day unfolds, it can be very different. As the assistant director, I've been in charge of helping to plan our theme for the week, the lessons and activities that take place on my assigned days, and also some general overall care of kids, which can include just basic interactions, free time play, eating or playing games in the snack shop with kids, taking time to sit on the bench next to the Gaga pit to talk with kids, because I'm certainly not jumping in there because that hurts my back too much to play anymore. But Jenny, thanks for saying all the young people are talking today. I appreciate that. Oh, and shout out to Chrissy and Zeb. Welcome back. The days that I'm in charge of this year, there were 2 days that I was in charge of, Tuesday and Friday. I led lessons based off our theme, and this year our theme was Christmas. We did characters from the Bible, and on Tuesday I shared about Jesus' earthly father, Joseph, and the peer pressure that he would have faced when he found out that Mary, his fiance, was pregnant with child before they were married. With these kids, we did talk about Jewish law and the options that Joseph had to choose, but he followed through with God's call We dug into the scripture and saw how faithful Joseph was to that call. And we realized that Joseph put peer pressure behind him. I wonder, like, you know, being the father of Jesus, I wonder what it would be like to be the father of a child that has never sinned. I wonder. It'd be interesting. On Friday, I was able to lead a lesson about the shepherds and how they immediately went and told others the good news about Jesus. The shepherd lesson fit on Friday because we wanted to connect that with the campers and how they would go out and share the good news when they left camp. In addition to leading lessons, we also did activity stations to try to connect to those lessons. Some of those were physical and also crafty. I am not a craft person, so I did the best that I could. We played human tic-tac-toe in the gym, which was to connect them to making decisions and not falling to peer pressure. We created stop-and-go signs to emphasize stop worrying and start trusting in God. We made some flip books that also were about trust situations. We did a game called the Chaotic Clothespin Dash, where campers had clothespins attached to the backs of their shirts, and then they ran around trying to capture other people's clothespins, and that was basically to emphasize that we should not look back but keep moving forward with God. We played some communication tarps where campers would communicate with each other, trying not to step off the tarp, again, sharing good news to try to help their group out. We did a gospel launch. We created paper airplanes that had the Great Commission on their wings, and the campers would toss those paper airplanes into 36 different laundry baskets that I had placed around the gym, and they were all labeled with different places that they could share the gospel. And then we tried to keep the good news going, and this is where, like, your plans are an amoeba and they change. I had this idea that I'd have 20 beach balls, and we would try to keep them up in the air, and if they landed in your little area, you would lose a point. Well, that turned into kids just blasting each other with beach balls, and it didn't really work out. So we just moved on from that one. But all the preparation, planning, and sharing leading into our week was to get kids ready for Thursday. And Thursday is always the real serious day, and Pastor Steve led that one about Jesus and his impact on the world. We stressed to the kids how they've all sinned, fallen short, and need a Savior. And we focused that day on that. And then that night, there's always a very serious campfire. And this was a way for the campers to connect with God about their walk with Him. And they could talk with counselors about how they're doing in their current walk. They could speak with them or us about rededicating their lives to Christ, or also if they would like to make a new decision to accept the Lord as their Savior. And this is just the, it's going to be dark because it's at night, but this is just a little over a minute and a half clip of the campers standing, singing a song with the counselors on the inside circle. So if you could play that.
Lord, prepare me. Tell me your testimony, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, how we are living, testimony for me. Lord, prepare.
Pinnacle of the week. It's a blessing and an opportunity we have to share and to try to change a camper's life forever. It's really a privilege at Twin Pines.
Twin Pines Camp Christ is both active and alive. He's constantly walking and working through each staff member, leader, counselor, and director, and nurse. And we make impacts for kids for the future. My life has been changed for the better being a part of Twin Pines Camp. I went there as a camper, but also now as a director. I think there's a connection for us in the congregation. When I was a teenager, I remember sitting over here in these pews. We moved from the back to the front, and I was in the second row pews. And at that point in time, there were these little postcards, and you might remember that, and they had pictures of scenes of nature, and the one was a mountain on it. And that verse on that card was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and that's trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll make your path straight. This became my life verse, and it helps me tackle the things that God places in front of me to serve him daily. So while preparing for Twin Pines and serving for a week like that is not always easy and it's not always without mistakes, I know that when I trust in God, no matter what, he gives me the strength that I need. He makes... He makes sure that my plans are his plans and that my road that looks like an amoeba is already straightened in his eyes. I encourage everyone here to just trust in the Lord, listen to his calling, and to serve where he leads you. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Renee Gaiman, and as Travis shared, I actually spent some time at Twin Pines this summer also. This was my third summer, but this summer looked a lot different because the previous two summers I volunteered as camp nurse. And then Travis and Steve came to me and asked if I would help directing. I was very nervous. I didn't really want to go into the more unknown, but I did say yes eventually, and with that I just, again, I know I said many times to Travis thank you. He really helped, because I was so nervous, showing me what a day at Twin Pine looked like and what I needed to prepare for and just those type of things, so thank you again. Like I said, I did say yes, and I'm glad I did. And that is something that, as Travis finished, I just want to encourage you to think about too. So I'm going to kind of fast forward a little bit because Travis showed a lot of what the days look like, shared about Twin Pines. So I'm going to kind of jump to my highlights of how I experienced Twin Pines. The first one being the campers. I think you saw the group where they said the boys sitting there in their Bibles. That was such a blessing for me to watch as directing, watching them just absorb what the counselors had to say, what the directors had to say, helping each other, how they just loved on each other and help them find verses and just really respected each other as individuals and loved on them. That was really neat. The second highlight that I wanted to share had to do with free time each day. It gave me an opportunity to go out and interact with the campers in a different way. We got to just chat. They got to be kids, and we were silly together. We got to hear just about their lives and just really connect in a neat way. I was really touched by that. And the third highlight that I just wanted to bring forth was the that Thursday night campfire when we did split off, I was able to take the group that was rededicating. And when we got to the chapel, I was able to share with them just what that might look like when they went home. What are some things that they could do, some strategies. And then after I talked, they were able to split up into smaller groups because it was a larger group. And they were in smaller groups with their counselors. And there were two groups that didn't, because it was such a large group, or didn't have counselors. So I was able to pray with them, which was neat. But what was really great about that opportunity was able to sit there and listen to how those campers prayed for themselves and prayed for each other. And just the truth that they spoke to each other and the encouragement that they gave to each other and just how much they wanted to know God more was really great. So those were my three highlights that I wanted to share. And just to kind of rewind back to the beginning, I was really tentative about saying yes, doing something different that was way out of my comfort zone. But I'm glad I did, and I would just, again, as Travis said, encourage you to do the same. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Amy Gaddini, and I went to Twin Pines the same week as Renee and Travis, and I served as the camp nurse. So since I've been attending Akron Grace, I had heard many things about Twin Pines, and I had been really curious as to what it was all about, because I have many fond memories of my own from attending church camp when I was a child, including having experiences with God at camp. When I first heard that Twin Pines needed nurses to staff their first aid station, I was intrigued as I thought back to my own experiences and thought of how cool it would be to serve in this way and even have my own kids share in the camp experience because they went along with me. I do have a confession, though. Unlike Travis, while I love my own kids and kids are great, kids cause me some anxiety. I work in my nursing career, I've always worked with adults and older people, and I feel really comfortable with that, but not so much with children. I've learned that I really like quiet and order to degree, and kids definitely are not conducive to either of those things. Also, the thought of something traumatic happening to a child under my medical care really scared me. So needless to say, while I was interested in serving, I felt really out of my comfort zone. But when Cindy told me that they still needed nurses, I prayed about it and really did feel at peace about going, even though I was still a little bit scared about it. I did take comfort knowing that Renee would be there as well because she had worked as nurse there before. So that was reassuring to know that I had a resource there, and I did ask her a lot of questions. when we got to Twin Pines, I did have a bit of anxiety as parents and kids started to come in with bags full of medicines. As I fell into a routine, though, I realized it really wasn't so scary. I began to form relationships with the kids that came in every day, a couple times a day, some of them for their meds. And kids also started to come see me for bumps and bruises and bites and stings. There were some vague complaints too that I had worked as a critical care nurse before, so my mind jumped to like worst case scenarios, but really I learned that a Band-Aid, ice, or listening ear really went a long way to healing all the ailments that came in. I was amazed at how a little TLC and showing an interest in the campers caused them to open up and share clues about their emotional well-being as well. Kids talked to me about really heavy things, such as a father that had recently died, and then someone else had a father who was in prison, and recently had to move in with grandparents because of drug abuse in the family, and they were having a hard time with that. But these, they didn't often come in and stay with me very long in the first aid station, but these initial encounters led to opportunities to follow up with the kids as I saw them around camp at meals or at free time. As I had the opportunity to follow up with them, I was touched when the response was often, "Thank you for caring." And it's just a really simple thing, you know. But I was also able to pray for the campers throughout my time there, and I continue to do so as God lays them on my heart. Before we left, I was even able to leave some encouraging notes with some of my regulars that I had formed relationships with. Well, I pray that I was able to positively influence the kids for God's kingdom. I feel that I felt blessed by being there. I also learned that kids are not quite as anxiety-inducing as I thought. It wasn't that bad. In fact, I did enjoy it. And I really enjoyed their transparency, and it doesn't take much to, you know, to get them to open up. The experience opened my eyes as to how important children's ministry is, as they really are innocent and open to being influenced in eternal ways. As an even bigger blessing, my kids were able to attend the day camp program while we were there, which did even allow me to have a little bit of quiet. But they were able to learn about Jesus, make new friends, and enjoy the creation around us, and they got the camp experience as well. And they are already talking about going back, and I am certainly open to going back as well.
Hi, my name is Cindy Razor, and I'm excited to hear all the great things about Twin Pines, because two things I'm very passionate about are the ministry of Twin Pines, as well as raising young women who are grounded in their identity in Christ. And Moms and Gals Camp is a perfect opportunity for that. I directed Moms and Gals this past summer. I think it's been 15 summers that I've been able to direct it. It's not just for moms and daughters. We have moms and grandmas and great-grandmas and nieces and aunts. And this past year, we had 51 campers, which was a little overwhelming for me, because our highest had been in the like lower 30s, and when we kept on getting more and more campers signed up, it was overwhelming, but it was exciting because God did some amazing things. We also had Tracy and Mason come, and Kelly and her niece Lisa, and that was definitely a plus for me this year. My assistant Cheryl and I, our goal this year was to encourage our girls to live dangerously wild and free. We looked at women in the Bible who lived wild lives, but they were wild because they were following their heart for Jesus and their heart for other people. And so we learned a lot about these women. And we did it through different ways. We had times with just the adult women, the adults, when the girls were together with one of the directors. And the moms and daughters had times of devotions together, which is a really important thing in our thought process in directing camp, because we provided the devotions twice a day for the moms, for the family groups, to open up the spiritual conversations that are so important for moms to have with their daughters if we want to raise our young girls to be young women who are grounded in Christ. It's important for them to see their moms in that light. So it's really a good time for them. Hopefully they've been doing that together as they've left camp. Couple of the highlights. First of all, we had 26 people from Akron Grace at Twin Pines at the last part of the week, so that was exciting. Should have brought the picture to put up here. I didn't even think about it. It's been a long couple days. But anyway, a couple other highlights. My niece Cameron came as my daughter. But one of the really cool things was that we have a little girl, Leah, who's been a camper for a couple years. She is adopted, but she was adopted by her parents, drug addicted when she was adopted. And so she has some developmental delays and some other things going on. And Cameron would sit and play with Leah. So it was really nice to have Cameron have that little time with her. And she did a great job. But just that it helped us as we were leading the girls' sessions to have someone really one-on-one with Leah. Another highlight, and I know this was one that Tracy mentioned to me, we have grandmas who come and great-grandmas who come, and just in the adult sessions, listening to their wisdom, I mean, these are women who have served God for many years in their lives and have just so much more wisdom than we have, and it was just so neat to listen to them. One of the grandmas, she's from Leesport, she told us she has been doing sub-sales every month for 15 years to send kids from their church to camp and had never come to camp. So this past year, she brought her granddaughter. So that was kind of a neat thing, too. Another highlight is just watching, as I've done it for many years, watching the relationships with their mom, the moms and their daughters growing, and just seeing these girls grow. One little girl, Eve, years ago, when she was born, she spent many months in the NICU. They didn't think she would ever be have the normal childhood. She sang Lauren Daigle's "You Say I Am Loved, You Say Whatever, I'm Gonna Cry." But she sang that at her talent show, just belted it out, and just to know where she has come from and to see the progress over the last 12 years in her life has just been amazing. Another highlight for me personally is that I get to do it with my daughters. My daughters both served at camp this summer. You'll see a little clip from them in a little bit. But they were moms and gals campers. They grew up learning how to help me because I would tell them to do a lot of the stuff that we've done, and they would help. And so just to see them serve now, another girl that works at camp this summer also grew up as a moms and gals camper, so it's neat to see them growing. Another highlight, too, sometimes we think technology is not a good thing, but one of the moms, right before she left, she was sharing with me the marital difficulties she and her husband have been having. And so since camp, we've been doing the Bible app devotions together just to stay in touch and help her, to help her in her marriage so that she can be a mom who is really encouraging her kids to have that true identity in Jesus. So those relationships, it's all about relationships. And Twin Pines, as you've heard, has provided that opportunity, but just taking it a step further, I think, is very important. So thank you for supporting Twin Pines, and I guess you're next.
We're going to be switching to ABLAZE students, and they're going to be sharing. I just wanted to kind of set you up so you understand a little bit how their missions works with ABLAZE. Each summer they go somewhere, whether it's local, national, or international. This summer was our local, so they went around to different things that they're going to be sharing about. We've gone nationally. We usually go with Christian Endeavor to work camps. That's been Kentucky, West Virginia, different places like that, where they usually help people that have had, whether it was from weather, some type of damage, poverty, different things. They help fix things at their homes. And then we've gone internationally. We've gone to Spain with BJ and Rachel Whitaker. We were just at Trinidad last summer with Brad. So this summer we were here. And they're going to be sharing about the things that we did. We did start the week off with a pool party at the Gaiman's house. And we just hung out, had food, and swam. Just a nice way to come together and connect before they started their hard work of the week. So they are going to share about each day. We helped out the Akron Borough gain Good Samaritan, and then we served here at church as well. So Jaden, you're up first.
So I'm Jaden, as you heard. I'm going to talk about the first day at Akron Borough. We first went to I don't know what it's called, but there was a park right behind the Akron Trail and a little development behind Goodwill. And we helped shovel rocks and plant grass at the jungle gym part of it. Inevitably, some of the grass got crushed and some of the wheelbarrows tipped over, mine did. That entire project took us about like 20 minutes. And then we went to around Luke's area, and there was a bunch of little rocks that we had to sweep and shovel back into a certain place so they could make the road wider. that also took us about like 20 minutes. And then we went down to the Akron Fire Department, and there was a truck with giant or low red stones, and we had to shovel part of the quarter of the slab out, and then we had to put the stones in there so it would be easier for the guy to mill around and not have to do whatever he was doing before. And then, honestly, through all this, I actually enjoyed having to come around the community and seeing people's faces as they're walking past it and looking how nice it is, or seeing how nice it looks. And it was great. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, my name is Dylan Brubaker. I went to the Adventure Week with the youth group, and I'm going to talk about the Good Samaritan Shelter. So on the second day, we went to the Good Samaritan Shelter. If you don't know what that is, it's like a home for women where they can go and live temporarily while they try to find permanent residence and just get a job and stuff like that. We went there to clean up the inside and outside of the building. Some of the things we did outside were weeding, trimming branches, and then we threw out an old basketball net, I think, and just any other trash we found. Inside, we did various things like vacuum the floors, mop the dining room and kitchen, disinfected all the children's toys, and cleaned the kitchen and bathrooms. We also went through clothes and any food that might have gone bad or expired. That whole week, and this day in particular, really just opened my eyes to seeing that there's needs right here in our own neighborhood. I've been on 2 international missions trips, and those were great experiences, and you get to make an impact on people around the world, but you don't have to go far to serve others and meet people's needs and make an impact. You can serve by helping and volunteering at places right around us, and I feel that the whole Adventure Week, and this day in particular, really opened my eyes to that. And I really just thought and reflected on how I can serve others right around me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tate, and I'm an 8th grader. Our youth group went to GAIN on Wednesday in our Adventure Week. GAIN stands for Global Aid Network, and it consists of volunteers that can come in and pack boxes of clothing and other items for people in need in other countries. When we arrived at GAIN, Tabitha introduced us to the place, and she told us that we were going to be packing Beanie Babies. We spent probably 3 or 4 hours packing total, and we all had jobs to do the whole time. My job was to tape the finished boxes shut and stack them up. And by the end of the time that we had packed, half a truckload of boxes. This whole experience was very fun, and it made me feel like I was making a difference by serving for God. All the people at GAIN love God, and you can feel God working in them, and it felt really cool to be a part of it. This was my first full week experience with the youth group, and it was very inspiring for me, and it helped a lot of people. We got to show God through our youth group, and it was really cool to do that with everyone. If you're interested in volunteering at GAIN, you can look at their website for packing events to get involved, and trust me, it'll be worth your time.
Hi, my name is Logan, and I'm in the youth group, and I'm going to share about the work that we did here at the church. So we first started out doing work outside the church. We pulled all the weeds around the church, and we took down the Gaga pit and mowed all the grass in there. We also were weed whacking around the church, and we cleaned out the shed, stained the gazebo and the picnic table. We power washed the porch and filled the holes in where they put electric, where the new air conditioning was. And when we finished all the outside work, we came inside and did stuff like we waxed the pews and cleaned the windows and moved the furniture in the youth room so they could clean the carpet. The work that we did at the church was to serve the church, and all of it was to make it look nicer. Doing the work was an easy and close way that the youth group could serve together. It's important that we serve together so we can grow closer as a youth group, and so we can help the community. This type of service also shows that we don't have to go far away to serve people. For me personally, the stuff that we did was easy and fun way we could serve the Lord. This type of service we did, I really enjoyed because I like doing hands-on work instead of like talking like this. Doing work for the church and the other days helped me see that God gifted me in certain ways and showed me how I can serve. Doing the service showed me that I'm capable of serving God. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Madison Fulmer. About a month ago, our youth group went camping in tents. On Friday, we arrived at the campground and set up our camping areas. After we are all situated and had lunch, we walked down to the lake down the street. We all were throwing football in the water for about 3 hours, Friday and Saturday. For the meals, we made a bunch of food using portable stoves, the campfire, and the portable grill. Every other meal, the boys would cook and the girls would clean up. All weekend, our theme for our lessons was serving because of the service we did that past week. The first night, we focused on service itself and that not all the time we think the work we are doing for others is making an impact or is visible, but it is. To some people, the smallest amount of help makes the biggest difference. After the lesson on Friday night, we all went and played Can Jam. Yes, Morgan and I played by the rules, and yes, we beat Jeff and Justin. After many games at Can Jam, we all went and sat around the campfire. There was tons of laughter and s'mores that night. Bathroom and showers were down the street, so walking there in the dark at night was not fun. The boys thought it was funny to scare me and tell me there were going to be bears outside my tent at night, so I did not sleep that well. On Saturday morning, my alarm clock was 5-year-old kids screaming and yelling at 7 o'clock. After breakfast, we had another lesson which really focused on being humble. We are God's hands and feet, and we need to put others and their needs before ourselves. The thing to take away from that lesson was to go and be Jesus' hands and feet. After the lesson, we all decided to go on a hike, which was about 3 miles. When we got back to our campsite from the hike, we had lunch and went swimming at the lake. Then we got all of our stuff together that we needed for Hershey Park and got in the vans and were on our way. We stopped at Chick-fil-A on the way for dinner, and as we were sitting there eating, Pastor Steve, Ryan, and Eric came in and surprised us. After we finished, we were on our way to Hershey Park. We all had a great time, but were very tired. Logan was asleep before we even left the parking lot, and many of us fell asleep shortly after we left. On Sunday, we all got up for breakfast and then had our last lesson of the weekend. This last lesson focused on our spiritual gifts and that God has given each and every one of us different gifts. These gifts are used through us to show God's word. After the lesson, we all packed up and loaded the van up and were on our way back to the church. After I got home from this retreat, it got me to realize how close all of our relationships are throughout this youth group. And lastly, this camping trip couldn't have happened if we hadn't had the leaders that we do. Thank you.
There is also a video of, I think, is it Hannah and Jenna and Kaylin that shared, that served at Twin Pines this summer.
And I was a counselor this summer at Twin Pines. So as a counselor, for the weeks that I was there, all 8 weeks, I was a counselor for middle school girls, senior high girls, and also for Lots of Love the majority of the time. My favorite week so far throughout the summer would have been working with the senior high campers, both the guys and the girls. It was really awesome now that I've known these campers for about 4 years, for the majority of them. I've been able to see the incredible spiritual growth, physical growth and spiritual growth in these campers. And, you know, it's Twin Pines that has really planted that seed in a lot of ways and has shown them you know, how to be and what it's like to be a young woman or a young man in Jesus Christ. And it's just really incredible to see that spiritual growth from 2015, 2016 when I first met them until now in 2019. It's just really an incredible experience that we have as staff members, you know, to be able to mentor these kids, these adults, and just really love them with everything that we are and just love them unconditionally.
Hi, my name is Hannah Razor, and I was the summer staff coordinator at camp this summer. My job is cool. It is more of an administrative role. So I work closely with the executive director, Sean, and the assistant executive director, Sam, to manage the staff and support the summer staff as they need. And we also work closely with the program directors to give them supports and resources so that they may fill out engaging, appropriate, fun programs that point campers to Christ. And it is just such a cool opportunity to have. And my favorite part about this job is the relationships that I get to build with the staff members, and just to be able to disciple them and pour into them and encourage them so that not only they grow into their own relationships with Christ, but that they can also just touch the lives of campers and have the Lord work through them.
So this summer, I got the opportunity to serve for 8 weeks at Twin Pines as a counselor. The highlight of my summer would be building relationships with my fellow staff members and also the campers that I came into contact with when they came up for camp. And also just being able to serve God through an awesome ministry that is Twin Pines for 8 weeks was pretty cool. God definitely worked in me this summer, not only for me to grow spiritually, but also just to grow as a person. I got a lot of opportunities just to sit and listen and talk to my fellow staff a couple of times, and also some campers who needed someone to talk to. So I just got to be able to show God's love to them through like small conversations that we would have throughout the day and throughout the week. And God definitely worked in the people around me. My fellow staff, definitely God worked in them to show the campers his love. And especially like the last couple weeks when we were getting pretty tired and just realizing that the summer was coming to an end, God definitely gave us strength and energy to get through the last couple weeks. And God also used the people around me to give me words of encouragement, or just words that I needed to hear, whether it's through a devotion that was given, or even in little notes that I received from my fellow staff members. And also just some of the campers just showing me love and just giving me and showing me the love of God, especially with one of the Lots of Love campers the last week. She definitely showed me God's love, and I saw God work in a lot of people, through a lot of people this summer, in amazing ways.
So obviously our goal at camp is to share the gospel with all the campers that we see from different backgrounds, different abilities, different interests. And so this summer, we've been able to see over 20 campers make first-time decisions to follow Jesus Christ. And we also keep track of rededications to Christ, as well as any kind of decisions, so like going into ministry. And those numbers aren't in yet, but over 20 campers have come to know Christ for the first time. And we just praise God for working at Twin Pines and working through us so that these campers can join our family and the love of Christ that he offers us.
Thank you guys so much for praying for us this summer, for praying for Hannah, Kaylin, myself, the rest of the summer staff, the campers, and the ministry of Twin Pines. It was really awesome being able to see that ministry being furthered and furthering God's kingdom. And it's really evident just the power that there is in prayer. And just really God working through each and every one of us as we encountered every single person at camp. Just really loving on them and sharing God's love with them.
I'm just going to close us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you tell us in your word that we are to serve, and we're supposed to serve out of love. And Lord, sometimes we might not feel like doing it, but when we do it, just out of obedience, Lord, the joy that comes from that is just such a blessing. And we could see that in everyone that shared today. Some of them were nervous to step out and do these things, but you just kept tapping on their shoulder and saying, I want you to come, I want you to serve, I want you to do this for his kingdom. And they listen, Lord, and that's something we all can do, God, and I just pray that you put that on our hearts, that it doesn't have to be big, but we have to listen and we have to obey, and Lord, the joy that comes from that will overflow into our lives. And we just thank you for every person that shared this morning, and for those that didn't share that I know served you this summer and in their lives daily. Just set our hearts on fire for you, Lord, so that we can just share your word with others. In your name I pray, amen.
Would you please stand and join us as we continue to sing and worship?